95.3 WBCK now presents Coach's Corner, live from Lakeview Ford. For over six decades, this has been your number one source for all local sports information. Coach's Corner is proudly presented by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now, here's your host, Bill Broderick.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, in the big chair once again in WBCK for another week of Coach's Corner. Coming to you live from downtown Battle Creek at Lakeview Ford on the Motor Mile. For more than six decades, Coach's Corner has been talking to the city high school coaches about the week in sports. And we will be doing that again as each of the city hoop coaches will come in and chat with us about the week in hoops. But it is a holiday week. Happy holidays to everybody out there. I hope you had a good holiday as we got through that. And hope you have some time off as we hit into New Year's. No time off for basketball. A lot of our teams played earlier in the week, and they're going to be playing coming up today at the Chuck Turner Classic. So I want to say that to everybody. Happy holidays. But before we continue, here is the Lakeview Ford Coach's Corner scoreboard. Being the holidays, it was a light week this week in high school hoops. Several teams hit the court on Monday before Christmas. Harper Creek made the long trip to Cedar Springs and fell short 59-56. Benfield defeated Portland 65-47. St. Phil beat Union City 60-44. And Lakeview beat Parma Western 42-30. Three of our city basketball teams will be in action today at the annual Chuck Turner Classic at the BCC Fieldhouse later today. It'll start out with two girls' games with Lakeview taking on Okemos at 1:30. At 3:20, Battle Creek Central is scheduled to take on Benton Harbor in another girls' game. The boys will take the court after that. Lakeview and Harbor Creek will meet for the only time this season with a 5 o'clock game. And the nightcap will feature Battle Creek Central versus Sturgis. From there, most of the city teams will be off until after the new year. So we won't be on Coach's Corner next Saturday, but we'll be back with when everyone comes back to the courts in January. We'll be back with our first coach of the morning after this commercial. This is Coach's Corner on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Gambler.
Coach's CK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here with our first coach of the morning, Coach Matt Bowling of the Harper Creek Beavers. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill.
Did you have a good holiday today?
We did. This week? We did. Right. So we were talking earlier, it's amazing how fast it goes.
That's for sure. That's for sure. It seems like Christmas comes and we're all waiting for it, and then all of a sudden it's here and it's gone. And
gone in a flash.
That's right. Well, we had Harper Creek play it earlier in the week. They played at Cedar Springs. That's a long trip up there. And Harbor Creek fell a little short. Talk about what happened in the early part of that game and playing over the holidays. That's always a challenge, right?
Well, it can be a challenge, but the MHSA took a week out of the schedule again this year, so it's shorter by 2 weeks if you were to go back a couple years ago. So, and with 22 games, it's good to keep playing. We started out and we won the first quarter. We were up after one. When we had a bad second quarter, kind of put ourselves in a hole a little bit going in at the break, and came out and had a pretty good second half, but that hole and that deficit was a little too big for us, and we just had one bad quarter that game, and that kind of put us in a tough predicament.
Looks like Maddox McCarty had another nice game for you at 18 points. Dylan Eversole had 11. Maddox has been handling the ball for you at the point, and he's been – getting some things done there also, kind of a scoring point guard, and that's kind of what you have needed this year. You need some other people to kind of step up in the scoring boat.
Yeah, we scored 56 points, which is good. Maddox has been pretty consistent all year, and we do have a couple. We consider him a combo guard because he can play on and off the ball. We have a couple other guys that can do the same thing with him. It was nice. I think we found a couple things offensively that night to kind of get us a little bit more rhythm and to make things a little easier for us. So hopefully we grow from that. Defensively, it was kind of a tough night for us to give up 56. We were missing a starter. Cam is pretty sick. He's got some mono, so we're dealing with that. And we missed his presence on Monday inside. And we just, to be honest, we just got flat bullied. So it takes pretty good effort to just say, hey, we got whooped physically. We got manhandled. And that's what happened to us defensively, especially during that second quarter. And, you know, we came back yesterday and had a good film session, and not much was needed to be said. Just replaying some clips. And we took that to the floor yesterday. And I think that seeing that, and when you're told that, you know, you look at it and go, oh, you know, whatever, you kind of think that. You know, maybe coach doesn't always know. Our rebounding positioning wasn't very strong either. And then you see it on film, and then you grow. And I think what I saw yesterday in practice was pretty good growth from the film.
Well, it ended up being a close game at the end. You guys kind of rallied in the second half. How did you guys kind of play in the second half to stay in that game?
Well, we did a much better job at times defensively and getting the glass so we could get some stops, but we turned them over a little bit. We got out and transitioned some, and we made some shots. Dylan got a lot of his points in the second half for us. You know, some other guys pitched in, and some wealth was spread around a little bit. So it was offensively a better half for us to see the ball go in a little bit on a consistent basis. But we were getting some, again, we'd worked hard on our offense, and we got some more uncontested looks, which fell, but we just didn't get enough stops. But we were right there in a situation where if we made some free throws, that maybe could have been a potential overtime situation. But I was happy with the fact that we didn't give up, we didn't fight, we did fight, we kept battling, and we got ourselves right back into it, and it was a 2-point game, 1-point game, less than a minute to go with that. And there came down to just some execution on some free throws and taking care of the ball for them. And to their credit, they did.
So now you look forward to a fun game today. You have over there at the Field House, the Chuck Turner Classic. And you're going to play Lakeview about 5 o'clock, 5:10 officially in the program there. And it's the only time Lakeview and Harbor Creek are going to play this year. Back in the day when you guys used to be in the same league, you played a couple times a year, and it was always fun, home and home. But this last couple of years, you played once. You've been down in the Field House the last several years, and that's always a fun game. Let's talk about that game a little bit and how exciting it is for your boys to play at the Field House and to play Lakeview again.
Well, it's always nice to have a rivalry game. And when they started talking about putting the Field House Classic together with Donner Chuck, you know, Wick and I were definitely all in together with it. And we thought, you know, if we're going to play each other once, this would be a good time to do it and have something to play for over break. And that's how that kind of all started. And it's a good rivalry. It's a friendly rivalry. I mean, neither one of us want to lose. But at the end of the day, we can, you know, shake hands, hug each other and leave, you know, happy for the other one. But it's a good rivalry game, enjoyable. And once the ball gets tipped up, it means something.
And it means something to people in this town. The Chuck Turner Classic has been going on for a long time. Chuck coached way back in the 60s and on through into the 80s and early 90s. And anyone who's from this area, which you are from the area, knows all about Chuck Turner and the Field House and what that building kind of means. You don't see those kind of buildings too often when you play basketball anymore. And that's a unique place to play. Right?
Very, very cool atmosphere. Very nice old nostalgia gym. Classic, like we talked about that right in the name. But, I grew up going down there over Christmas break and seeing some games. I remember watching Murray Wright play down there with Tractor Trailer down there and some of those games that all took place over Christmas break. And the Field House was packed, and it was always an electric atmosphere with all the teams that were going on and playing. So to be part of that and to contribute to that it's a nice part of Battle Creek basketball history.
And the coaching fraternity is important in that way, and it's something you guys kind of bond over, and Chuck is an icon in that situation, someone who's, you know, he has the banners up in the ceiling there at the Field House from the Final Fours, and just a bigger than life kind of guy, and then he led it to Fred Jones and Greg Williams, and you guys coached against those guys. So that part of it means something also to coaches here, right?
Yeah, and knowing Chuck a little bit, not as well as some of the other guys that you mentioned, but he'd come down to Coach's Corner every now and then early in my career and hold court a little bit, and that would be fun to hear some of the old stories and some of the things afterwards that he would share and some of his wisdom. But knowing Greg and Fred and their history and what fantastic people they are, it's nice to keep their legacy alive too, along with all this stuff as what they contributed to basketball in our city and the many contributions that they're still making down at on the court, Claude Evans, and their influence in us and how we do things is good.
Well, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back with Coach Bowling to talk about the overall season and what he has in the second half of the season coming up here after this break on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner with Matt Bowling of the Harper Creek Beavers. And we talked about how he played. They played one game over the holidays on Monday, and they're going to be playing again today against Lakeview at the Chuck Turner Classic. This is kind of the holiday break isn't the exact midpoint of the season. Like you said, they take a week out of the season this year, the MHSA did, but it is kind of a natural break. I mean, you have several games, then you have a lot of good practices. You can get things figured out. Do you kind of look at the season that way and split it up that way in parts and kind of see the first half and the second half situation?
Yeah, I mean, we do it kind of in chunks, like you talked about. We had, you know, kind of as coaches had our eyeball on a certain record we'd want coming out of break. But, I mean, not where we wanted to be at this point, but, you know, that's part of the process. The other part of that is, you know, we got next week, right, where it's a shorter week. We got kids, give kids a couple more days to do things, but then we're also going to use that to self-scout, really work on our things that we need to do to get better and really look to improve on our end and going from there.
Harbor Creek has started the season 2-5. And like you said, kind of a not where you wanted to be, especially after coming off last year and the momentum you had from the Interstate 8 Conference Championship title. But you do have a lot of season left to play, and you can springboard it with a game today. And then you come right out of the break, and you're playing Battle Creek Central. So a couple of games to get you guys excited about. What do you want to get accomplished over the break, and what do you want to see from your young team in terms of some maturity and maybe playing a little bit better in the second half?
Well, I mean, I think the big thing is, and we've really, as coaches, kind of targeted some things, and we really need to get buy-in, is that, yes, we definitely, this isn't where we wanted to be. We've struggled a little bit offensively, which, quite frankly, we didn't see coming. But what we need to do to take some pressure off one another is play a little bit more for one another. And when you're doing that and you're sharing the basketball a little bit, it comes back to you. But in the same process as we you know, if you're a nonverbal person, we got to become more verbal. So we're not thinking as much about, you know, putting pressure on ourselves about what you have to do. If you're playing, truly playing for each other, then that takes some thought out of, you know, what you have to do individually, and it comes naturally. And if we really do buy into that, and when we've had teams struggle and we've kind of shifted our mindset and our focus into that, we've really taken off and had a lot more success. So if the kids are willing to buy into that and to listen to that message and to play for one another, I think good things are going to come for us on the back half. And we had a lot of guys that, frankly, haven't had a lot of serious minutes. And we're going to meet with everyone again next week and talk about, you know, where they are and their roles and what their strengths and weaknesses are to this point and how we can keep working to improve. So that'll happen next week as well. So those are the big points of emphasis along with being physical, because to be honest, when you break us down statistically and you look at where we stand, we're pretty good standing statistically and winning most of the battles except the shooting percentage. So if we can get that fixed and turned around, I feel good about what we could do in the second half of the season, and I'm pretty optimistic.
It's kind of a stop and start situation you're in right now. The season was going along, and And then you have the break, and then you have one game, and then you have some days off, and then you have another game, and then a big break. But then after that, things start to get rolling where you're in a situation where you have two games a week, and you're going to get going at that point. That's where you want to be as a coach and as a team to get some routine going. Is that important?
Yeah, getting back and hitting our stride after break, like you said, be going back to the two nights a week where we got a rhythm and away we go. And the other thing is, to be honest, we haven't played at home hardly at all during the stretch in December. So to get back in our own gym, play at home a couple times, I think that'll be a good recipe too for us.
Yeah, well, a lot of young guys on the team that are getting varsity minutes, major varsity minutes for the first time. Who do you like from that younger group? We know some of the guys that are returning or played some minutes last year, role players and are playing well, but some younger guys that you're having to step up. You're seeing some bright spots there a little bit.
Yeah, our three sophomores have done a pretty good job. I mean, Logan's done a very good job for us, and he starts for us. And Keeson's done a good job adjusting and playing. He's adjusted physically to the game, and Gavin's coming along. He's kind of a combo guard. His strength for us is defensively, and his better days are coming, and it's just been a learning process for him, especially with the balls in his hands. And, you know, it's a big jump from the JV or even the freshman level to the varsity. So the speed and the physicality and what's called and what's not, and then the expectations behind it all are a pretty big jump.
Albert Creek, like we said, has Lakeview today at 5 o'clock. You've seen tape on Lakeview, and we're going to be talking about Lakeview out here in a little bit. Lakeview is a young team themselves, and not much the team that you faced last year, just like yourselves. And so what can you expect from Lakeview in terms of their style?
Well, you know what Steve's going to bring. They're going to be hard-nosed defensively. They're going to push the sideline break as much as they can and get and play as fast as they can and be physical with us and be a strong defensive team. And then they'll look to attack the basket on the offensive end. A lot of driving kicks and be aggressive through there. So there are some staples with his program that don't leave, and the transition game and the pushing. And the physicality will always be there.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about Lakeview as we go forward. And thanks for Coach Bowling to hang on here to talk a little bit basketball. And anyone who wants to watch some good city hoops today can get down to the Fieldhouse, watch Lakeview versus Harbor Creek at 5 o'clock at the Fieldhouse for the Chuck Turner Classic. Thanks a lot, Coach, for coming in. We'll catch up with you later.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
We'll be back with our next coach of the morning, or maybe we'll talk back with just me here at WBCK 95.3 FM after this.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
Hey, this is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. Coach Steve Wickman of Lakeview Spartans couldn't join us this morning. They have a game down at the Fieldhouse today. They're going to be playing Harbor Creek. And to get ready for that game, they're having a team breakfast this morning, so they couldn't make it. Our coach couldn't make it here today, but we're going to chat a little bit about the Lakeview Spartans to get ready for that game today. Lakeview had a game on Monday this week to try to get an extra game in over the holiday break. They had a home game against Parma Western. They came up with a win. They won 42-30 to end a three-game losing streak for the Spartans. Jalen Graham had 15 points to lead the Lakeview. Owen Davis had 12. Tay Newton had 9. And like you said, that stops a three-game losing streak. Spartans are still having a little bit of trouble on the offensive end. They only had 42 points in that win. They haven't scored more than 44 points in the last three games. They did break out earlier in the month against St. Joe in a 80-68 overtime loss. But beyond that, they've been below 58 points in all their games except for that overtime loss. And Lakeview's having a little bit of trouble putting things together on the offensive end with this new group that they have. Coming off a district championship a year ago, they had a veteran group and some go-to players, but this year it's a fairly new roster all the way around, and especially the guys on the court, they didn't see a ton of varsity minutes, and we talked about that earlier in the season. Owen Davis is a key senior point guard for them, and he's been running the show and taking up some of that scoring load there. And Tavon Newton is another senior. Like we said, he had a nice game against Parma Western. Jalen Graham is the interesting piece of that. He's a newcomer to the program, and he's the guy that they were hoping that's going to come in and score a little bit. And it looks like he is picking up a little bit to where the scoring load needs to come. He played on the JV last year and had a real good time scoring the ball, and shows potential there. And once he gets a little bit more comfortable in getting varsity minutes, Coach Wickman has talked about how he could take a big leap here anytime, and that's a key for this team to find some more guys to come up with a little bit of the scoring here. Senior guard Isaiah McFerrin is another guy they want to see some more points out of. He was a role player last year and a part-time starter, one of the best overall athletes on the team, and he showcased an improved outside shot over the summer, so they're waiting for that to come along. Landon Gordon is another senior that playing time last year and expected to give some leadership to the Spartans, and he provides that, but they need a little bit more of the scoring from him too. So far this year, Lakeview is 2-5, and they're looking to maybe turn the corner here over the holiday break. They're playing Harbor Creek today at the Chuck Turner Classic, and they're going to look for a chance to get a win and give it back-to-back wins this week and get things going. Then after that, they don't play again until January 6th on the road at Schoolcraft. And then they have three straight home games following that. They have Mattawan, Portage Northern, and then the big rivalry game against Ballycree Central. And the key for Lakeview is that they'll start to get more of a routine going forward and getting some more two games a week and getting things more comfortable in the gym and getting some practices in. We're talking to Coach Wickman earlier. That's the key to this part of the year, that they can get some breaks, get some practices over the break, but they need to be back in school, get things going, and get things going in the right direction. Lakeview has the potential to get things going in the right direction, like we said. They have to find some scoring from their guys. They're a little bit undersized, so they have to do it with their defense and the fast break, which often happens for Lakeview, and that makes them a better team in the second half a lot of years when they have these kind of teams. And we might see that as the schedule kind of opens up after that. They play three road games to end January, Stevensville, Lakeshore, and Lloyd Norks, and Gull Lake. So we'll look forward to Lakeview playing Harbor Creek today and at the Fieldhouse and get things going, and that'll be great for them at the Chuck Turner Classic. Come on down, 5 o'clock, see some good basketball there, and the nightcap right after that, Ballycree Central playing Sturgis. We will be back with our next Coach of the Morning after this break on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Ballycree Inquirer, back with our next Coach of the Morning. We have Coach Kimber for the St. Phil Fighting Tigers. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
St. Phil played this earlier in the week against Union City and came up with a win. They beat Union City 60-44, and a good outing for the Tigers over break. And that's what you want to see, even though you're not in school and get things going. It's always a challenge to play in those games, but you guys played well when you got on the court, right?
Yeah, very encouraging. Some of those, we call it Monday matinee. Some of those Monday games, they can be difficult, let alone a 1 o'clock in the afternoon start. But the boys found energy and played great. Defense was outstanding in the first quarter. I think we were up 14-0 to going into the second quarter. So that was a great way to start the game and set the tone and get the boys rolling.
Another big game from Jackson Diswick, 32 points, and Carter Diswick had 18. On the Union City side, Liam Payne had 11, and Nolan Chard 9 points. And that early start. What was happening for you guys in that, in terms of that defense? Were you playing a little press and you're keeping them, getting them out of sorts?
No, we were just in our half-court man-to-man defense. Guys were locked down. I mean, we've been working on it incredibly hard on the man-to-man defense. Coach Blake Shaw, our assistant coach, he's come in and installed this man-to-man defense, and the kids are, they're embracing it, and they're starting to reap the rewards of the hard work, and you know, that they're fully buying into the defense, and so we're loving the early results we get. I mean, we still gave up 44 total in the game. We still gave up 44, so you know, a little bit more than we'd liked. Giving up zero in the first quarter, but still, you know, having that shutout was encouraging, and it was definitely a positive reinforcement for them in the defense.
And you put up a nice number yourself, 60 points, and the offense seems to be working well when you guys have everything's clicking, and that's coming from the district triplets and getting some points from your younger guys. What's working on offense for you guys right now?
Offensive, like I've said in the past, we like to play fast, and guys are in attack mode right away. I mean, getting those freshmen and one of our upperclassmen up to speed on the offense. They're getting used to the game speed of the high school game, of the varsity game, excuse me. But guys are in attack mode 24/7 on the offensive end. Sometimes we take some shots we don't necessarily love, but you know, we can score with anybody. And so that, I think that's right now why we're putting the emphasis on defense, is because we know we're going to get points. We got to be able to stop everybody. But offensively, we're looking solid.
You guys are on a little bit of a roll right now. You won three out of your last four games. You have wins against Maple Valley, Bellevue, and Union City, and just falling short of that one-point loss to Mendon, one of the better teams in the area this year. And so that's a nice way to go into that break, winning three out of four and getting things going. Overall, the record maybe might not be where you want it to be at 4-3, but you have a lot of season left to play in, and it starts January 6th at home at Hillsdale Academy. Talk about the first half, kind of breaking the season into halves right in here. Not a true half, but before the break and after the break, and what you've seen in the first half and what you kind of want to see in the second part.
Yeah, you know, the first half, I guess we will call it the first half. it's been pretty solid. I mean, yeah, we'd like the record to be a little bit better than 4-3. I mean, we lost two tight games to Colon and Mendon, and those are conference games, so those things a little bit more. And then lost to Concord. I mean, we fought a very tough team, second game of the year, at their place. So that was very encouraging. It was a pretty crazy environment, and so having some of the youngsters get involved in that environment, that was good. So getting that off their, you know, back, getting that experience. So I think early on in the season right now, it's really just about getting the young guys the experience. I'd still like to see them be a little bit more aggressive on the offensive end. And likewise with my older guys, I'd like to see us take a little bit better care of the basketball in terms of like clock management. Some shots, you know, I don't love it right now. But that's, you know, that's with the flow of the game. I mean, we're used to playing fast, and so I'm thinking some of those shots may be coming just because that's our style of play, and we're not used to, you know, we don't have a shot clock, so we don't have anything to, you know, remind us that the clock is really our friend in a lot of these situations. So just improving on that, and keep working hard on the defense. I mean, the defensive end, that we were kind of searching for our identity early in the year. I mean, it still is early in the year, but the first couple of weeks we were searching for our identity. And I really feel like if we all buy into the defense for the rest of the season, our defense should be our identity. Because like we know we can score. We know we're going to get the points. It's just, can we contain teams to the low totals, especially with the young guys? Getting everybody bought in, getting them ramped up for, you know, a long second half and hopefully a long postseason.
And you start out at home at Hillsdale Academy after the break. You come back and do that, and then a rivalry game against Climax Scotts. But you talked about those losses in the first part. You're going to get a little chance at both those teams in the second half. You're going to see Colon and Mendon again. Both of those will be on the road, but couple bounces either way, you guys could have won those early games, and a couple bounces either way, really, you're talking about an undefeated season right now. So The fact that you're looking at a chance for redemption there and to get down the roll in the second half and getting a couple of wins that are going to be feel-good wins for you there, a lot to accomplish in the second half and a lot to look forward to, right?
Right. I mean, yeah, we're only a couple possessions away from being 7-0 right now. So, I mean, there's nothing to be discouraged about at the moment. Getting a lot of the young guys, the experience is really the most encouraging thing because, I mean, you never know what you're going to get with the amount of freshmen that we're having to play. And so those guys are doing a tremendous job. And then seeing some of the seniors, you know, all three of them, they're taking tremendous strides. But the one thing I wanted to mention it on Monday, Carter Diswick played unbelievable. He had 21 points, 14 rebounds, I think 6 assists. He had a crazy stat line. But the way he just kind of took control of the clock there late, it was really encouraging to see. It took a big leap in that game in my eyes.
Second half also will lend itself to some big individual accomplishments for your team. Jackson Diswick could break the school record in scoring here any day, and then Carter could hit 1,000 points for his career. So a lot of times we're going to be interrupting the game and celebrating some guys with some timeouts here, but it's going to be that's a good problem to have, right?
Yeah, definitely not a bad problem to have. I like to use all 5 of my timeouts, but there's going to be definitely two moments here coming up soon. Jackson's within 100, I want to say, just a little over 100 from the school record. No, it is just a little bit over 100 from the school record, and Carter is within 60 of the 1,000 point mark. So, you know, those are two timeouts that I'm going to be, having to keep in my back pocket until those happen. But, great accomplishments. They've worked hard for those accomplishments, and I can't wait for them to achieve it. Specifically with both of them, those are things they both set out for, especially coming in as young guys, freshmen. They set their goals when they were young, and so seeing those, you know, the work come to fruition is pretty awesome.
Be exciting thing to look forward to. The Saint Phil Fighting Tigers, a big season still ahead for them, and a lot that they can get accomplished and get going. So look forward to that, Coach. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks,
and we'll
Bill.
Be back with our next Coach of the Morning after this break on 95.3 WBCK FM.
Or
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Valkyrie Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next coach of the morning. We have Coach Robbie Hatton. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Penfield got in a game earlier this week before the holidays, and they played Portland. They came away with a win, 65-47. That game... It's pretty close early on, and you started to pull away a second half, and then you had a big third quarter to take command. Talk about how that game kind of progressed.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Portland's a very good basketball team. They won 22 games last year, returned quite a few kids from that team. Very physical game, and it took our kids out of a rhythm at first, and we had to change our style of play to be physical. And, I mean, Portland's a football school, so a lot of physical football or physical kids, and we just had to match their physicality, and once we did that, we were able to start running some stuff into our offense, and we got some good looks.
Johnny Lake had another big game for you: 30 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. Calvin Pazins came up big: 18 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. Peyton Merlington had double-double: 10 points, 10 rebounds. Getting physical, that's Johnny Lake's game, and it looks like that kind of fell into his lap a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I think he was a little fired up, you know, after the Harper game on Thursday, and, you know, I think he wanted to, you know, kind of show that, hey, he's still a guy, he kind of, he took it personal, and really just, he played one of his best games I've seen him play in a while. You know, he's hitting inside out, crashing the boards, playing really good defense, sharing the ball. Very good game for Johnny. And, and then obviously, you know, having Calvin and Peyton being able to stretch the floor really opens it up for him. It was a really good game from Johnny. But, you know, just overall a good team win for us against a really good Portland team.
You've been on a little bit of a streak here lately. You won 4 in a row. Takes you to 6-2 and what we kind of are calling this morning kind of the natural break. First half of the season, it's not the true first half, but it's everyone's kind of taking a breath and then moving forward after this, after the holiday break. So a 6-2 start. What do you like about that start for your Panthers?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we like our 3-0 league start. You know, obviously we'd like to get back the Charlotte game. We felt like we should have, you know, we kind of let that one get away from us. But we like where we're at. We're competing well, getting better defensively every single day. You know, like you said, this isn't necessarily a break, not halfway point, but it's a reset. You know, there's not many times in the season where you get, you know, 7-8 straight days of practice where you can really fine-tune some things and, you know, just clean some things up, and that's what we're doing. I mean, we're in the gym this morning just, you know, shaking off the rust and getting better.
So you're off for a little bit here, and you're going to open up at home against Coldwater once everyone's back in school on January 6th, and then back-to-back league games playing Hastings on the road right after that. When you have this little reset, and you're looking forward to the second half, do you have some goals in mind from a coaching standpoint of what you want to maybe tighten up and play a little better in the second half of the season, second part of the season?
Yeah, you know, I think at times, you know, our goal is to shut the whole teams to 40 points and under. You know, and if you look, you know, we've been giving up, I don't know, 44, 45 points each time usually. And, you know, I keep telling my kids, hey, you know, we're not hitting our goals. So we're not where we need to be defensively. So, you know, we just got to keep cleaning up a couple possessions, you know, getting better, boxing out. We're giving up way too many offensive rebounds. So that's a big focus of ours is, you know, working on rebounding over break and, you know, getting a little bit more more crisp with our defensive sets, if that makes sense. Communication is key.
And the best part of that start of the season is, like you said, the league record starting out 3-0 and a couple of wins over a couple of your rivals or the couple of the guys that you kind of look at in terms of you have to, if you want to win the conference, you have to kind of go through those teams, and you guys did that, 3-0. And getting things going in the right direction there, and you want to keep that momentum going. And that's the most important thing about that 3-0 start is that it gives you a lot of momentum and it gives you guys some confidence going forward. Is that how you guys are seeing it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we can never count out anybody in this league. I think the early season results have shown that. I mean, you got some teams beating teams and losing teams that you're like, how did that happen? And, you know, it's shown that this league is deep. And, you know, every night's going to be a battle. We can't take a single night off, and we've got to make sure that we're bringing the intensity every night.
So you got some guys that have been playing really well for you early on, and you got some role players who have had some sparks, some highlights, and then you look to see you want a little bit more from them going forward. Some guys that have played really well for you, and you know there's some potential there to play a little bit better. So maybe some of you younger guys who are maybe trying to fight for some more minutes. So let's talk about some of those younger guys and what you like about those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Peyton Merlington's really stepped up a lot this year. He's going to continue to blossom into that role. And, you know, we should be getting Blake Lum back from injury. You know, he'll factor into our guard rotation as a junior. You know, he had a heck of a year on JV last year, but he's been out, you know, he missed football this year too. But he should be back relatively soon. So that'll give us a little bit more depth at that position. And then, you know, it just obviously will keep growing. Carter Bammer is going to keep growing as a junior just to keep building it up. And, you know, we just got to keep fighting every day, you know, and keep growing and having great intense practices.
All right, Coach, I appreciate you calling in, and we'll be chatting with you after the new year, after we get back on the court there. So thanks a lot for calling in, Coach. We'll be back with our next Coach in the Morning after this break on WBCK 95.3 FM.
My wedding was supposed to be the happiest day of my life. But at the reception, as I'm telling my dad how much I love him, I couldn't stop thinking how much I miss my mom.
Type 2 diabetes steals the lives we cherish most. Nearly 250,000 a year. But it can be prevented. Nearly 80 million Americans have prediabetes. But because prediabetes doesn't always have symptoms, 9 out of 10 people who have it don't even know it. Know your risk before it's too late. More importantly, do something about it. Eat better, stay active, and lose weight.
You have a lot to live for. Stop diabetes. I wish Mom had.
Learn how to stop diabetes at checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
The love of the game draws us to sports, as players, coaches, spectators, and officials. For officials, it's a way to stay in the game they once played, to feel the thrill of putting on the uniform, stepping out of the playing surface, hustling to make the call, and building the relationships which could only be built in sports. If you still have that love for the game, we always need new officials. Register now at MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
My wedding was supposed to be the happiest day of my life. But at the reception, as I'm telling my dad how much I love him, I couldn't stop thinking how much I miss my mom.
Type 2 diabetes steals the lives we cherish most. Nearly 250,000 a year. But it can be prevented. Nearly 80 million Americans have prediabetes. But because prediabetes doesn't always have symptoms, 9 out of 10 people who have it don't even know it. Know your risk before it's too late. More importantly, do something about it. Eat better, stay active, and lose weight.
You have a lot to live for. Stop diabetes. I wish Mom had.
Learn how to stop diabetes at checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Coach's Corner on WPCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We wrap up our show today and talk a little bit about Battle Creek Central Bearcats. So they're going to be playing in the nightcap tonight in the Chuck Turner Holiday Classic at the Fieldhouse. They will play Sturgis in a 7 o'clock game. Following the Lakeview Harper Creek boys game, the Battle Central girls game will also be here later on, early afternoon. They're going to be playing Benton Harbor. So Battle Central has been off since before the holidays, and their last game was on the 19th. They won that game. They beat Portage Northern, and the Bearcats, with their young squad, have had a nice start at 4-2. That 4 wins matches all of last year's total. And it's been kind of a turnaround season, a pleasant surprise for the Bearcats with 4 wins. They look forward to keeping that going. They're playing Sturgis. They start the second half of the season on January 6th at home against Harbor Creek. So a lot of fun for the Bearcats, a lot of good playing basketball for Battle Central. We'll look forward to a big second half. Come out to the Chuck Turner Classic today. Watch basketball all day long. Harbor Creek and Penfield. Harbor Creek and Lakeview at 5. Valkyrie Central and Nightcap at 7. That's it for Coach's Corner for this Saturday. We'll be off next week, and we'll be back in January on WBCK 95.3 FM.